From APM, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. A whole heck of a lot of people are on the road, the runway, or the railroad tracks this week. This year, an estimated 44.2 million Americans are expected to travel around the 4th of July holiday at least 50 miles from their home, which means digital traffic on travel websites is also high. Kayak is one of the more popular options for online travel booking. You can now search the site for travel deals by just inputting emoji. A baseball apparently pulls up trips to Chicago because the Cubs. We asked the company's CEO and co-founder Steve Hafner to put our studio on his itinerary, and he did. Steve, thanks for coming by. Tell me a bit about how Kayak works as a search engine in concert with Google.
We have a very close working relationship with Google. We get a lot of consumers looking for flights that originate on Google, but we actually don't get too much information from them directly from doing business with them. What we do see from Google in terms of the data side is when we actually spend money on Google buying placements and ads, they will help us identify the right audience targets to go after.
One thing that that company seems to do a lot is get involved in an industry and learn a lot about that industry and then launch its own service. Is that a threat to you? I mean, I know that Google Travel is a thing now. Does that complicate your relationship with the company?
You know, at Kayak, we don't worry too much about them. Google is thinking about self-driving cars and Android operating system and Gmail and lots of stuff. They don't actually have their best minds on the travel problem. They have a product. It's getting better. But Kayak is far ahead of them, and we remain committed to staying far ahead of them.
You get a lot of data on how and when people are booking for flights and things like that. Can you give us an example of a trend you see right around now?
Well, sure. Right now, Americans in particular are very interested in travel to Europe because it's so cheap. The airfare to get across to Europe right now is about 23% below what it was last year in terms of cost. And Greece and Portugal are actually the two hottest destinations on Kayak.
What do you do with that data once you have it?
Yeah, well, we do two things. One is we try to personalize the search results. So, you know, if you're looking at Spain, Greece may be a good alternative for you. It might be a cheaper place to go to, and you can do similar things. So that's one of the things we try to do. And the other is we try to provide context to have people make smarter travel decisions. So if we observe that you're looking for a trip for a particular date and destination, but we can see that it's actually going to be cheaper a week later or a week earlier, we'll suggest that to you.
You guys are offering lots of new features. You've got integration with Amazon's Echo, Slack, Facebook Messenger. Can you talk about how you imagine Kayak in like 5 years?
So we were the leaders in the travel category and launching on Alexa. We were the first on Apple TV, first on Google Home. And I think where we're going with it, particularly on Alexa, is to actually complete a transaction. And the whole idea is to marry the old school traditional travel agent capability with new technology. So what was great about travel agents is you could pick up the phone and talk to them and they would work on your behalf. What sucked about it was they were human and they'd like to sleep and they weren't available 24/7, which Kayak is. So, you know, now with the rise of AI and natural language processing, we can marry the two.
Steve Hafner, he is co-founder and CEO of Kayak. Steve, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thanks, Ben.